Hi there, welcome to day 7 of the 30-day challenge. This is Anjana, right here on Adventures of Anjana. A couple of days back, my husband was dropping the kids to school and somehow on the player that is there in the car, they pointed out at what is this, dad? And he said, oh, well, this is a CD player. And it led to, oh, what is a CD? CD is a compact disc. What do you do with it? We used to listen to music in using a CD. We used to burn songs on these CDs and listen to music. And my children were so fascinated. They were like, what? A separate thing to play music? You never used to Spotify? What? What generation are you guys from? Those kind of questions finally led them to me. So they wanted me to dig out some CDs and they wanted to see how it all works. So I finally pulled out a disc and it had something called AJ New Songs written on it. So I presumed it was something from college time. We got to the car, I loaded the disc, and the minute it switched on, it was playing a song by Bryan Adams. Now, the minute this song played, the funniest thing happened is that I was literally transported back to college. And how? And I realized that regardless of what happens, when you listen to certain kind of music, it always takes you back in time. So my husband gave me this one very cheeky look saying, what are you remembering right now? And I said, hey, honestly, nothing. But Bryan Adams and say an artist like Lucky Ali will always take me back to the time when I was a teenager. And I know how this feels because I have seen this exact ting expression on the faces of my mom and my aunts and my uncles when they used to listen to songs by ABBA or like Mohammed Rafi. They would immediately be like, ah, ha, 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 wah, 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 wah. And I would never understand it as a kid. I would be like, what's so fascinating? It sounds boring. And my daughter said the exact same thing. I was playing a couple of songs on the CD and my daughter's like, Appa, can you please change to something else? It sounds so boring. And I was heartbroken. I told my daughter, those songs were the mantra when I was a teenager and you're calling them boring. But I realized that we're an entire generation apart. The flavor of music has changed drastically. But I still go back to these songs. I still listen to songs from 2000s and 90s because I feel they were the glorious days of my life. And at times, this feeling applies to a lot of other things as well. Going back to Madras, I live in a different city. So whenever I go back to Madras, I always find myself traveling back in time to when I was in college and when I was working and exploring the city on my own. Or when it comes to doing certain things which I used to do as a kid, I'll be like, oh, you know what? When I was a kid, this used to happen. And then I realize that I'm not a kid anymore. But these memories, the way they randomly out of nowhere, they just kind of suddenly give you a happy spark, right? For example, finding a nice fountain pen. Now, my children haven't experienced a fountain pen. They hadn't until a while back. And I enjoy writing with fountain pens and I write a lot. So the other day, I went to a store and I saw this really beautiful pen called a submarine. I picked it up. It's super heavy and writes really beautifully. So I picked up the pen. I was like, aha, now I have something that I like. And my kids were fascinated. They were like, how do you fill ink? What happens with the nib? Why is it called a nib? So what happens when the ink gets over? And so many questions. A, it's a learning opportunity. B, it allows me to share a little bit of my childhood with them. And C, it's so amazing to see a generation that grows up without knowing what a cassette, a compact disc or a fountain pen is. I have no clue how the future generations are going to be. But if you are like me, then please share all the gyan of our generation with the younger ones because I frankly feel they need it. So like my dear Bryan Adams said, I think I'm going to be 18 till I die. And on that note, I'm going to play the song in my head and I will see you tomorrow right here on Adventures of Anjana. Take care. Tata, bye-bye.